Hi, this is Rena Pleasant, Rena Pleasant, Rena Pleasant. Date of service is 2/17/2022. Date of accident November 8, 2021. Date of birth 2/26/1974. Sister presenting us, Ms. Rena Pleasant is here for a evaluation. Originally involved in an automobile accident where she started having she was a restaurant driver and was T-bone on the passenger side, leading to headache, dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and sparks in the vision, and pain in the neck, lower back, left shoulder, and left hip area, and left knee area. There was no radiation to the pain except in the left upper arm. However, she has a restricted neck movements and stiff neck. The patient has been followed up since then. She has been continuing on physical therapy. And today she reports her pain in the neck is only 3 and improving. The radiation of the pain is gone and lower back pain is around 6. And she has no radiation to arm or legs or toes or fingers. The left knee pain is 6. Left knee pain is 8 and the left shoulder pain is 5 at this time. She reports that she has an injection of the left knee and into the shoulder rotator cuff, but it did not completely take the pain away. Her pain level varies from 5 to 9 and reports 20% overall improvement in the pain since the time of accident. ADLs that are affected are as follows: the walking ability, work, relationship with other people, and sleep are affected 9, enjoyment of life is affected 10, and then mood is affected 8, and general activity is affected 7. In the system review, in neurology and psych patient is continuously having difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, loss of balance, anxiety, depression, panic. She denies any headaches or dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, or any fainting, blackouts, or any lack of focus, or any other major issue. There is no loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has pain in the left knee, left hip, left shoulder, neck, mid-back, upper back, and lower back, as well as she has stiffness of the left shoulder and the neck and the lower back, along with decreased range of motion of the left shoulder. In the GI, and also moderate difficulty in walking. In the GI, patient reports no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other issues. In the GU, there is no frequency of urination, blood, or blood in the urine or painful urination or frequency in the respiratory, no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath are reported. In the 45% report, the pain level has remained the same. No changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss are reported. No other trauma is reported. Current pain medication is narco, 5 mg. Substance abuse, patient utilizes marijuana for pain relief additionally. And compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medicine regimen. Physical examination is as follows: the blood pressure is 146/107, pulse is 85, pulse ox is 99, and the rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 1/4/2022, dictation number 0126-088. The diagnosis will remain the same. Plan of care will continue to do the physical therapy at 3 times per week, focusing on the neck and lower back, left sacroiliac joint, left shoulder, and left knee. The traction massage, aqua therapy, gait training, home exercise, Mackenzie back program. She will continue to remain disabled for work and housework due to the TBI, possibly getting mild TBI. She will have an MRI of the left shoulder and left knee to identify for the pathology. Her MRI for the cervical spine and lumbar spine have been reviewed again, and it appears that the patient has had herniated disc at C3, 4, C4, 5, C5, 6, and bulging disc at C6, 7, and C2, 3. In addition, the patient has lumbar spine MRI showing bulging disc at L2, 3, and a herniated disc at L4, L5, with bilateral facet joint hypertrophy, compression of the PK sac, and mild to moderate narrowing of the left lateral recess with moderate right and moderate to severe left neural foramen and narrowing. L5-S1, this bulge is seen compressing the ventricle to the sac. With all the findings, the patient was informed to the patient. She has been advised that she will benefit from an injection of epidural steroid injection time 4 to 6 as a cervical epidural injection 4 to 6 and sacral leg joint injection times 2 for diagnostic therapeutic purposes. She already received one set of injection to the knee and shoulder, and if need be, they will be repeated along with the carpal tunnel or left median nerve block. Other than that, the patient will continue her medications and receive the therapy. Thank you.